Blog Talk Radio.
Moni ke wa go
ka da inyo la uro arawa Mabani ewa Ewa o Oni ewa ite ka da inyo la uro arawa Ni sori Awuro olorun ni adami o Mo lo di toto ti sori re Ni sori Awuro olorun ni adami o Mulu di dodo ki shuri rilai mi o
International Outreach Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the author of this ministry. I am Evangelist Tanya Johnson, and I greet you all this morning with peace and with love. And also, we just thank you that you not only tune into the Angels of Melody, but you are listening to Rep Your Country, gospel rap, and praise music, live and more. So we thank God that today, not only will you hear the man of God call back from Kenya today to just share a word, but you're also going to hear music as well, because how many know we don't only just minister the word, but we have ministry of music as well, so we don't leave that out either. So we're thanking God for our brother, Pastor John Peace of Dominion Tabernacle International there in Kenya. A lot of you heard him call a few times. He called in a few days ago, a few nights ago, rather, and he ministered a little bit and shared testimony. And so we thank God that he will be joining us again today. We are on for 2 hours, so we will click him on, and he will have words. And right after that, we're going to play gospel music. Also, I have clippings. I have clippings of others that are praying that I'm going to play for you today. There's clippings of different ministers that are ministering an encouragement word that you need to hear today. So we're going to get all of this done within the 2 hours. So we're just grateful for that. I thank God for that, that we're able to do that today. So I just want to give a shout-out to all of you in Africa that are listening in today, whether you are listening in through Twitter, through Skype, through your laptops or your phones, however you're listening in, we just want to say God bless you all. Those that's in Ghana, in Nigeria, those that's in Cameroon listening in, Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, Togo, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Ethiopia, you name it, all of Africa, we want to say God bless you today. Those that are in Italy, those that are in Ireland. I even heard that people in Jerusalem and Russia listens in. I've gotten messages, and I was like, praise God. So we want to give a shout-out to Russia, to Jerusalem, to Hong Kong, the Philippines on today. Those that's in Greece, we want to say God bless you. Those that's in Tobago, Trinidad, Jamaica, we want to just say God bless you all on today. And those that's here in the United States of America, in the cities and the states, we want to say God bless to all of you and all of my gospel recording artists, music that I play day to day and is still adding on the newcomers, you name it. I want to say God bless you all, and I appreciate you all. And I'm just so honored on today to know the Lord, and I just want to give a shout out to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because I thank the Lord that I am awakened this morning. We could have been gone on. We could be dead. Anything could be going. We could not be in our right minds, but we thank God for no matter what we're going through, whether it's bills, finances, sickness, whatever it is, we still thank God that we are breathing today, because somebody right now is getting bad news that their loved ones are gone. Y'all know we just buried my aunt last Saturday. She's gone on to be with the Lord, but I'm grateful to be alive. You know, I thank the Lord for breath and warm blood streaming through my veins. I thank the Lord that I can walk despite of the pain that sometimes I may feel in my back or my feet, but I'm not confined in a hospital bed. You know what I'm saying? I have the action of my limbs. I can open up my mouth and say hallelujah. I can raise my hand up high, hallelujah, and wave it to the Lord. I can smell. I can taste, hallelujah. I can feel. And that's something, despite of what you're going through, you are still alive. That's the greatest gift on earth that you could ever receive is life. So we need to learn to praise God for whatever we're going through. He still is God. He still is good. Hallelujah. And he still is worthy to be praised because he makes no mistakes. Hallelujah. He makes no mistakes. Glory to God. He is perfect. Hallelujah. And he holds all power in his hand. There is nothing the devil can do to you. I don't care what he tried to do. He can huff and puff, but he cannot blow you down. My God, he cannot destroy you. He cannot take your breath. He can try to come against your body, but he cannot take your heartbeat. He cannot take your breath away because you belong to the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to know that today. Somebody needed to be reminded of that this morning. And that's something to give praise for. Somebody might say, well, you know, I don't have finances. You know, I don't know how I'm going to make it from this day and this day, but you're going to make it. You still making it. You still breathing. Hallelujah. You still breathing. Glory to God. You still waking up every day with new life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we just thank God for that. Somebody might say, well, I don't have a job, but you still making it. God somehow is seeing you through. No matter what, somehow. Glory to God. There are things that I'm going through. It could be worse. I look at that. It could be worse. There's someone, always know that. There's someone that's worse off than you. You may not have money, but you got a roof over your head. If you don't have a roof over your head, maybe you're driving a car. You know, it's always something that you might be missing, but there's something that you are still yet gaining. So I have to learn. I had to learn that myself. Give the Lord praise. When he knows that you appreciate him, not for what he's just doing for you, but just let him know, Lord, I appreciate. If I didn't have nothing, I just appreciate you because I have my life. I appreciate you because you died on the cross for my sins. I appreciate you, hallelujah, that new mercies and graces upon me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have to learn that. I don't even know why I went there today. I'm supposed to be clicking the man of God off. But I began to just start speaking because someone this morning is going through something. You're going through something, and you're allowing that situation to run you. But I'm here to let you know today in the name of Jesus, you run that situation. Hallelujah. You run that situation with your prayer. You run that situation away from you with your praise. You run. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We cannot be weary. We cannot faint. The word of God says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, and you can do everything. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is giving you strength. In that situation that you're going through, you like, I can't take it. My back is up against the wall. But God has given you strength to go through it. And just know that he is holding your hand in that situation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He gave me a message one time saying, I will be an umbrella. I will be an umbrella in the midst of your storm. Hallelujah. He told me that. He said, I was going through some junk, y'all, a few years back. I mean, some stuff that probably would drive some people to go drink and drive somebody back out there in the world. But I knew I served a mighty God. I knew that I could not turn my back. I came too far. Hallelujah. You got to look at that thing. Look at how you was back then. You came too far. You need to wave that past and that bad road that you once was on, bye-bye, and never look back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But when he gave me that message, he said, I will be an umbrella in the midst of your storm. You may go through. He told me this. He said, the rain may fall. Hallelujah. You may get wet up a little bit, but I won't let you drown. He said, the wind may blow. Hallelujah. It may blow a little bit up on you, but I won't let you be blown away. It may feel like you in a hurricane and a tornado. He said, but you will not be destroyed. Hallelujah. And I come to you today. Glory to God, whether it's night in your country, morning, evening, whatever it is, to let you know that same word. I place that word upon you today from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, that no matter where you, what you are going through, hallelujah, he's not going to let you be destroyed. He's not going to let you be drowned up in sorrow of your situation. Hallelujah, because his hand upon you. You are covered in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. You will not die, but you will live. You are above. You are not beneath. Glory to God. Who am I talking to this morning? Divine favor rests upon you. You are not poor. So what? You may not have a dollar, but all the earth and everything in it belongs to the Lord. So whatever you need, he's got it. Receive it when we want it, but hallelujah, he got our back in every situation, and we just have to know that it can be worse. Hallelujah, it will get better. Do you hear me? It will get better. Hallelujah, you serve a mighty God. You don't serve a God that's depressed. You don't serve a depressing God. You don't serve a giving up God, but you serve an almighty, hallelujah, full of the flames of fire God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This word is not just for y'all, but I got to eat this myself. I'm reminding myself today, glory to God. Hallelujah. Who am I talking to this morning? I pray somebody received from this. Hallelujah. I didn't know I was going this route. The man of God still going to have some words before I play some music. He's going to have some words. But I just had to say that because I go by the leading of the Lord. If you notice when I first come on, I say this. I said Jesus Christ is the author of this ministry. So I can sit here and run it the way I want to say. I can sit here and say 10 artists' music going to be heard this morning. But if God come in and say, not so, you will say 10 minutes of my word, I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. Because it's his platform. Hallelujah. that he's called me to. He's called us all to. It's not just my platform, but it's all of our platforms that we will be heard, hallelujah, in the nations. That those that's in those nations that don't know Christ as their personal Savior, hallelujah, glory to God, that they will come to know him through this music that y'all writing all over the world, through the praise, through the words of encouragement, through the word of God, hallelujah. And I thank God. I want to tell y'all artists that are writing, keep writing. Don't get discouraged. Don't put that pen down. Don't put that paper down. You keep writing. Hallelujah. Do you know as you write those songs that God give you, you are smacking that demon in the mouth, in that mouth. You're smacking them up. Do you know that? You are causing damage to him. Glory to God. Why? How? Somebody might be saying, well, how am I doing that? Because every word you write is destroying the world. I don't care how he come up on you angry. Glory to God. I don't care if you made a song called He is Worthy and a trial come and the enemy's trying to make you feel like, you know, all hope is gone. In that situation, you still sing, Lord, you're worthy of all the glory. Lord, you're worthy of all my praise. Lord, you're worthy of all the honor, and I will always praise your name. And when you say I will always, that means through the thick and the thin, through the fire, through the flood, I still will praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I pray somebody done got it in today. I pray that in this word of encouragement, because the words that's coming out of my mouth, I'm encouraged myself of what was just spoken. I feel like somebody else is speaking and I'm sitting down and receiving. But I'm using it and eating this word myself this morning, knowing that it will get better. And y'all feet out there in them countries, hallelujah, shall travel to the nations. I don't care what it looks like. You might say, every time I go and get a visa, they're always turning me down. Keep going. Hallelujah. You got to keep going. It's just like a baby that tries to walk. They want to do this and want to do that. They get frustrated because they can't. But they keep doing it till they get it. That's how we got to be. Hallelujah. We got to say, don't matter about the crop that fell, whatever, I'm still going. I'm still going to try. So what? If they turn you down 10 times, go 10 more times. You know why? Because they're going to send and say, approved. Glory to God. And when he approve of that visa, you might say, well, I got the visa. But how am I going to go somewhere? I don't have no money. If he make a way for the visa, he going to make a way for the finances. Somebody is going to give them to you. Somebody going to come finding you. Hallelujah. Like I told y'all, these countries are from these countries, different countries. Y'all stuff is being heard. People are being set free. Hallelujah. I get the messages. They're being set free. They loving his music. They loving the words of encouragement. They loving the ministers that call in and speak a word. They are loving it. They are being delivered. They're saying that I'm not giving up. I was going to give up, but now I'm not going to give up because I heard this song and I'm going to move on. I heard this testimony where if God did it for them, they're going to do it, so he's going to do it for me. So there is something that's being changed in the nations. Glory to God. You're helping that change by being obedient, hallelujah, and doing what God say do. You're writing. God is going to make a way. And I speak this now in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that your music will rise above your spot where you at. What do I mean by that? Your music will not only be heard and sold in Africa. It will not only be heard and sold in Italy and Alaska and wherever you may be at in your country. It's going to go beyond that. In the name of Jesus, we've been praying and speaking that this music will go come into America, that it will be sold in the stores here in America, that God will make a way, that y'all will fly, that we all will fly to one another's zone, and that we can lift up the name of Christ, that we can share the same stage, and that we can stomp and we can dance the devil's brains out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I don't care if it's 5-6 years from now. Something is going to break. Hallelujah. It's going beyond just the radio. God got a set up, hallelujah, for us all not just for me, but for you, you and you. Hallelujah. Somebody listening in this morning, be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Glory to God. Because he is moving by his spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we thank God. I'm waiting for the man of God to call back. I guess he done went off the line, but I guess I know he's going to call back. We just thank God he will call back. But I'm telling you, I had to be obedient, y'all. I had to be obedient. God gave me a word to say, I will not dare keep moving on in the ministry. I'm telling you, I will not dare keep my mouth shut and stall. If he give me to say something, I am going to speak it, because I know somebody, hallelujah, need to hear that word. I needed to hear that today. I don't know about nobody else. Somebody might say, well, I'm all right. Well, I needed to hear it. My God, because we all are going through something. I don't care what your title holds. I don't care what position you in. You need this word. Hallelujah. You need to know that the Lord loves you. You need to know that no matter what you're going through, you might feel like you're by yourself, but you need to know that if there ain't nobody with me, I know the Lord is with me. I know that he'll make a way somehow. I know trouble's not going to be here longer. I know God got my back. I know the angels are loosed around about me. I know that the blood covers me. Hallelujah. I know that I am blessed and highly favored. I know I am the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. And I know that I am a blessing. Glory to God. I am not cursed. Glory to God. You better speak that to yourself. I am beautiful. I am not ugly. Glory to God. God made me in his image, and all his image is beauty. Glory to God. There's nothing ugly. Our ways can be ugly, but you're not ugly. I don't care if you're fat, if you're skinny, if you're medium build, whatever it is. I don't care if you got a stomach. I don't care. Whatever the problem is, whatever you feel about yourself, know that you are beautiful. Hallelujah. That goes for men, women, boy, and girl, everybody. Glory to God. Our ways may stink and look ugly to the Lord. Glory to God, but ourselves, our looks, glory to God. God made us in his own image. Hallelujah. If you big, if you consider yourself fat, I don't call people fat. But if you call yourself fat or whatever, then you say, well, I'm a beautiful fat woman. Or I'm a nice looking, beautiful man. Hallelujah. If you're skinny, so what? Hallelujah. There's somebody for somebody out there. God made a man for a woman and a woman for a man somewhere. Glory to God. So if you're big and beautiful, somebody wants you. Glory to God. If you're skinny, somebody wants you somewhere. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we need to stop all this self-consciousness. I don't know why I'm getting this, but somebody listening in today needed to hear this, because you've been looking down on yourself. Glory to God. You've been looking at yourself and saying, you know, I can't get nobody. Nobody won't love me because I look like this, and this is happening, that's happening. Somebody out there wants you. Somebody thinks you a beauty queen when somebody else said, oh, no, she ain't my type. Somebody know. It might be a man out there. Might say, well, you know, I ain't worthy of no female, and then, you know, the woman, and, you know, ain't nobody looking at me because I'm skinny and I'm dark and I'm this and that. Somebody wants you. Glory to God. Somebody somewhere is looking and checking you out. Hallelujah. God got somebody for everybody. Hallelujah. So we need to stop all of this. That grieves God when you look at yourself and say you ugly. Then that means what he made was not good. We can't do that. Hallelujah. Because everything he make is good and is great. It's perfect. Glory to God. And so I just thank God. I was trying to stop for a minute to see if the man of God, I left word for him to call back in. So I don't know, but I'm going to have to go and play some music. I'm not going to just sit here. I done did my talking. I've said what the Lord told me to speak, and I've done it. And I thank the Lord for obedience. Glory to God. Somebody say obedient. We have to be obedient and do what the Lord tells us to do. So right now, in our waiting, we're going to go to PV, We want to give a shout-out to PV today in Nigeria with this awesome song called Beautiful Life.
What a beautiful life you gave to me, the wonderful love you showed me. I'm grateful, Lord. You picked me up from the miry clay, set my feet on a rock to stay. I'm grateful, Lord.
When I wake up in the morning, I see your goodness and mercy. Then I go down on my knees and say, Jehovah, you are great and mighty. You are the boss,
yes, boss.
The earth in your hand like a box.
Oh, there's no question of your love.
Thy will be done.
Yeah. Rule of the mercy.
Your breath divided the Red Sea. And you made a way for me to pass. And now the whole world is watching.
Oh, for the beautiful life you
gave to me.
The wonderful love you showed me. I'm grateful, Lord.
I'm grateful, Lord.
Yeah. That's my feet on the rock to stay. I'm grateful, Lord.
I'm grateful, Lord.
Bright, I'm on this star. Cause of you, I'm a superstar. Darkness gone, sorrow gone, sickness gone, money come.
Money. You bless my life and I'm gonna show it.
Yeah.
I feel alright and I'm gonna flaunt it.
If not for you, where would I be?
You on the throne, caring for me,
me,
protecting me,
me,
fighting for me,
me,
providing for me,
me, me,
blessing me,
me,
for the beautiful life you
gave to me,
the wonderful love you showed me. I'm grateful, Lord.
I never seen this kind of love before.
You picked me up from the miry clay, set my feet on the rock to stay. I'm grateful, Lord.
I'm grateful, Lord.
All right. Well, we thank God for that. That was PV and Beautiful Life there in Nigeria. Now, before we go to other music and everything, the program, we're going to go to the phone line to our brother, Pastor John Peace of Dominion Tabernacle International there in Kenya. And so we just thank God for him on today. God bless you, man of God. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you today?
Good.
I thank God for you. I'm okay.
Amen. Well, you can introduce yourself and once again and where you're calling from. Just, share a word or something to the people before we go further into the program.
Thank you very much. It's a great honor. From God, I got to thank God eternally for that privilege. Also for you, Sister Tonya Johnson, it's a great honor to be live here on studio and bring the word of God over and again. I shared the other day on accessing our inheritance. And I would like to pick on part two briefly, on the blessing of God that we access.
Yes.
One of the ways is to appreciate and recognize God's appointed place of blessing. One thing about God, even our God, is a God of appointed place. He does not give you a blessing from everywhere. There is an appointed place. According to Deuteronomy chapter 12, from verse 5, verse 6, verse 11, and verse 13, God repeatedly talking about the appointed place. He says, there shall be a place where the Lord thy God shall choose from among your tribe to put his name there. We also serve a God of appointed time. He does not bless you any day. God blesses you at the appointed time. He said, yeah. Write what I'm showing you, even the vision, for though it tarries, it will surely come to pass in the appointed time. Habakkuk chapter 2, from verse 1 to verse 3. We also serve a God of appointed blessing. God does not give you anything. He's a God of specification. You have to go to God with a specific request. When Hannah came to Shiloh and opened her heart to the Lord, she said, if thou surely bless me a male child. So she was so specific on the blessing that she really wanted, and God gave it to her. So today, let's look at the appointed place. The appointed place. The easiest way to be blessed by God is to look at those who have gone ahead of us. If they have been there for our example, that may be able to learn from them, to be warned from them, and to know the right steps to take in order to arrive to where they were able to arrive to. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6 and verse 11. One of the figures in the Bible to look at is Abraham. In Isaiah chapter 51, verse 1 to 3, he said, hearken unto me, O ye doers of righteousness, and look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bore him. I called him alone, and I blessed him and increased him. I called him the way I've called you. God is not a respecter of person. There is no superior calling to the other. The way God called you is the way he called Abraham. And the God who blessed Abraham is the same God we are serving today. And is more than willing to bless, to heal, to make a people out of nothing. He's not a respecter of person. I will say, Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. So he blessed him. He said, let's look at Abraham, observe his life, begin to do what he did, and be able to arrive at where he was able to arrive. One of the secrets that God revealed to Abraham before he blessed him was the secret of an appointed place. He said to him in Genesis chapter 12, from verse 1 to 3, the Lord has said to Abraham, come out of your country, come out of your father's house and out of your kindred, and go to the land, or rather to the place that I will show you. And there I'll make out of you a great nation, and I'll bless you. I'll bless those that bless you, curse those that curse you, and I'll bless you, and thou shalt be a blessing to the families of the earth. So the blessing that God promised Abraham was tied to a particular place. There was a particular place where Abraham was to be blessed by God. And in verse 4 of that Genesis chapter 12, he said, and Abraham departed to go to the place that God will show him. So today, I'm sharing on the divine place of worship, which is the appointed place of God. God appoints a place where himself and his people who are appointed for the blessing at the appointed time will be able to meet. And every time they meet there, the blessing that God has promised to the people is released to them. So I'm talking about the church being the appointed place of worship. When you are ignorant of why we go to church, then you begin to go to church religiously, thereby not causing any change of story in your life. The church is a spiritual place, apart from what we see in the physical. It is more spiritual than what we see. In Hebrews chapter 12, from verse 22, verse 24, it says, we have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, where the living God dwells there, an innumerable company of angels, spirits of just men made perfect, the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than the blood of Abel, and unto Jesus, the mediator of the New Testament. So the church in the Bible is also known as Mount Zion. It is also known as the city of the living God. It is also known as the heavenly Jerusalem. apart from our physical congregating there, there are other spiritual beings that gather together with us, ensuring that we live from one level and go to another in the school of blessing. I would like to observe today some of the things that happen when we go to the church, which is the appointed place of worship. Number one of them, I would like you to recognize that it is the only appointed place for the worship of the living God. Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 5, verse 6, verse 11, and verse 13, repeatedly, it says, "But there shall be a place where the Lord thy God shall choose to put his name there, to put his name there. In that place you shall come and worship. You shall come there and give your offerings, your burnt sacrifices, your tithes, and all the offerings that God gives you, and also pay your vows there." Verse 11 says, "There shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. Thither shall you bring all that I command you, your burnt offering, your sacrifices, your tithes, your heave offering of your hand, and all your choice vows which you vow unto the Lord." Verse 13 says, "Take heed or be careful to yourself that you offer not thy burnt offering in every place which you see." So we don't serve a God of everywhere. We serve a God of an appointed place. There's a place appointed by God to turn around your captivity, to heal that disease, to turn you from that lowliness, to bring you to a high place of God, to turn you from your mess to miracles, from your trials to triumphs, to make you a being of testimony according to what God has said. God couldn't do it for Abraham in the place where he was. Abraham had to leave the place, relocate, and go to the place where God himself shall show you. So you don't appoint a place of worship for yourself. It is God's responsibility to appoint a place for you. He said, "Go to the place that I will show you." He also says, "There shall be a place where the Lord thy God shall choose." So it is God who appoints you a place, and then he commands you to go to that place, and then all your blessings are also commanded to be released to you right there. Number two, why we go to church? The church is a city of refuge. It's a city of refuge. Numbers 35 and verse 11, it says, "There shall be a city. We shall be cities of refuge." It is a city of refuge. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. "You have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God." What kind of city? It's not a city of a dead God. It's the city of a God who's alive. One of the Sadducees came to Jesus asking questions about the resurrection, and Jesus said to him, "You err because you don't know the scriptures nor the power of God." The God whom we serve is known as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, meaning that he's not a God of the dead, but the God of the living. So when we come to the church, we come to a sanctuary, not a mortuary. A sanctuary is a place where God, who is alive, and the congregants, the believers, the members of his body, are equally made alive eternally. It's a city of refuge. We run to that city to be safe. We run to that city when we are threatened. We ran to that city when we are in a mess, like I was in the ghetto, I was a drug addict, I was a mess, according to life, according to myself physically, I was a nobody, until I ran to this city where I was guaranteed my safety from what the devil's plans were to destroy my life. One thing about the city of refuge, there is a name there. It says in that Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 5, "The Lord shall choose a place out of your tribe to put his name there." Also in verse 11, "There shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose and cause his name to go there." And we understand that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 10, it says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and is safe." So your safety is not everywhere. Your safety is in an appointed place of worship. Why? God has appointed that place as a city of refuge and has put his name there. Every time you feel threatened,
Every time sickness wants to destroy you, every time poverty wants to make a mess of your life, every time life is not fair to you, every time you don't feel at peace in life, you run to this city of refuge where the name of the Lord is there. And when you get to that place, your safety is guaranteed. Number three, we go to church because it is a center of commanded blessing. God has commanded the place and has also commanded the blessing there. He couldn't bless Abraham where he was. He had to command Abraham to leave in Genesis chapter 12, to go to the place where he has appointed to bless him there. And he said, in that place, I'll make out of you a great nation. I will bless you there and you shall be a blessing. So the church is the center of commanded blessing. In Psalm 133, verse 1 to 3, he says how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to go together in unity in that appointed place. He says it is like the dew. It is like the dew that comes down upon the place. For there God commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. In verse 3, he says God in that place commanded a blessing. You don't need to pray really to be blessed. You need to locate the place where your blessing has been commanded. I told you the other day, God is not yet to release your blessing tomorrow. God has already released your blessing. All that you need to do is to locate the place where your blessing has been commanded. And if the blessing has been commanded, there's no force in the hell that can stop that blessing. Your healing has been commanded. Your lifting has been commanded. Your promotion has already been commanded. All that you need is to locate the place where the name of the Lord dwells, where God has appointed, and then your blessing is released. In Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 26, it says, and I will make them and the places round about my heel a blessing, and I will cause the blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in its season. There shall be showers of blessing. The church of Jesus is also known as the mount of God, the hill of the Lord. In that hill, God has commanded showers of blessing. And he said, and all the places round about my hill. So every time you congregate, every time you go to the church, you are actually identifying yourself with a place where the blessing has been commanded. It is a place of blessing. It's a place where the blessing has been released like a shower. Every time you connect yourself there, you become like a vineyard of the Lord that is blessed, and God begins to sing a song concerning you. According to Isaiah chapter 5, I will sing a song concerning my beloved. My beloved has a vineyard, as a vineyard on a hill which is fruitful, the hill of the Lord, which is fruitful by the blessing of the Lord. So that's why everybody you see who was a nobody, that connected himself to this place we are calling the church, his life never remained the same. I remember the testimony of this man of God, great man of God, who became one of the first billionaires that America had. He was called John D. Rockefeller. He was so addicted to the church. And one day he said to the media, I am blessed because of this thing that is called church. The more I'm connected there, the more blessed I am, because the source of my empire is tied to this place that is called the church. So the church is a place where the vineyards of a Christian, the vineyards of God's people begin to flourish because they are tied to a hill that is also blessed. Number four, why we go to church? The church is a place that God has chosen to turn your sorrow to rest. Every sorrow is turned into an eternal rest every time you identify yourself with this place that is called the church. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. Jesus, who is the church, because the church is the body of Christ, so the church is Jesus. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon yourself, and learn of me, and I will give you rest. So the rest we are talking about from every trouble, from every burden, from every sickness, from every fear, if you are truly tired of that labor, tired of that situation, spiritually speaking, our prophetic calendars of the year, every time we go there, it is there to ensure that the rest of God's people is guaranteed. Every time you feel tired of situations of life, tired of oppression, tired of that suffering, he says, then turn and come to me, this place that is called church, and then he says, I will give you rest. So the church is an appointed place where every sorrow is turned into rest. Repeated also in the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, and verse 3, he says, and it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give you rest from thy sorrow and from your fear. So there is a day, there is a day. And this day is the day when you shall be willing to go. You shall be willing to hearken to his voice that is calling you to come. He says, come to me. So when you turn and begin to go, then the day of your rest becomes that day. And I see that day happening right now. He said, it shall come to pass in that day. There shall be a day where the Lord shall give you rest from your sorrow and from your fear and from the hard bondage wherein you have been made to serve. Every time you hear the voice of God calling you, and you know that you are tired of that situation, and you hearken to his voice and be willing to yield and go to this place that is called church, then your sorrow ceases, and then you enter into a beginning of your rest. When I was tired of drugs, when I was tired of alcohol, when I was tired of being homeless, sleeping in the streets, not being certain of life, and I had the voice of God calling me to this place that is called church, I hearkened, and today God has given me rest from sickness, has given me rest from drugs, has given me rest from fear, and is doing the same to you right now because it's not a respecter of person. Number five, why we go to church. A church is a center of exchange, a center of exchange. There are things that change hands every time you enter this place that is called church. Every mess becomes a miracle. Every obstacle becomes a wonder, a miracle. Every cry becomes a joy. Every sorrow becomes rest. Every trial is turned to triumph. Every time you enter into this place that is called church, all your pains come to an end. You remember David, the great man who loved the church so much. He said, I wish that I also stand in the church just as a gatekeeper. He wished to be a gatekeeper in Psalm 84, verse 11, just to be a gatekeeper. At one time, he said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of God. Now I was asking myself, why was David a king? Obviously speaking, a very busy man, yet he had a lot of ample time for the church. Then the Holy Ghost took me to Psalm 73, verse 16 and 17. He said, when I thought to know about this thing, this particular thing, it kept me too much pain. He said, when I thought about what I was going through, it was too painful for me. He was a king, no solution to his pain. He had access to all best medicine, best medical, best everything. We don't know exactly what was his pain, but the Bible says even though he was a king, a very powerful man, yet there was something that gave him a lot of pain. In verse 17 he said, until I went into the sanctuary of the Lord, then understood I the end of my pain. So the sanctuary of the living God is the end of every pain to everyone who cares to go there. It's a center of exchange. It turns you from a mess to a miracle. It turns you from a nobody to a great person. It turns your pain into joy. He said, when I thought to know this thing, every time I thought about it, every time it crossed my mind, it gave me a lot of displeasure. But when I went into the sanctuary of the Lord, then that would be the beginning of the end of my pain. Number six, why we go to church, is a place of fellowship where every loneliness dies. Every loneliness comes to an end. When you are spiritually lonely, to be lonely because you have no people, nobody is around you, is not as worse as being lonely spiritually. You need spiritual fellowship. You need to congregate with your Creator, your God. in order to enhance your joy and your sense of direction. He said in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, neglect not the coming together in fellowship as the manner of some is. Neglect not. See that the day of the Lord is near, the day of your lifting, the day of your transformation. He said, neglect not the coming together in fellowship. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42, that was the secret of the apostles in the early church. They were always steadfastly together in fellowship, in the apostles' doctrine, in prayer, in breaking of bread. They were steadfastly in fellowship. That's why they were never lonely. Loneliness comes to an end because you come to fellowship with angels of God. You come to fellowship with the living God. You come to fellowship with Jesus, and then the blood of Jesus begins to speak for you. Where you cannot speak, where your voice has never been heard, the blood of Jesus begins to speak on your behalf, thereby bringing you to realms of blessing where you are never lonely anymore. Number seven, as we finish, it is the center of spiritual understanding, nourishment, and learning. It is the center of spiritual understanding, spiritual nourishment, and learning. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. He said, come unto me, come unto me, come unto me. Take my yoke upon you. If you know you are laboring and you are tired of being tired, he said, come to me, all ye that labor, and I'll give you rest. But he doesn't say, I'll begin by praying for you, no. He says, come and learn of me. It takes learning to be free forever. If someone prays for you, you can be free. As Bishop David Oyedepo says, prayer sets free, but prayer does not guarantee lasting liberty. Lasting liberty comes through the knowledge of the truth. John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So you are not free because someone prayed for you. No, you are free because you came to the revelation of the truth. Prayer, I agree also, sets free. But if they pray for you, be free today, you'll be in bondage tomorrow, you'll be prayed over again, you'll be free again, prayed again. But if you want lasting liberty, then it becomes through learning. He said, if you continue in my word, then you shall become my disciples indeed. That means disciples with proofs to show, testimonies to show. He said, then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So the church is a place where we come for spiritual illumination. I told you the other day, God is busy showing. You have to open your understanding to see. You cannot do it until your spirit is open. He said, come to the place, come to me, and learn of me. Your understanding will come alive, and then there shall be proofs through nourishment, and there shall be proofs through blessing and prosperity. You shall be nourished, you shall prosper, you shall grow, you shall multiply, even in your old age. The Bible says, you shall still bear fruit. According to Psalm 92, from verse 11, verse 15, it says, those that be planted in the house of God, they shall grow up as the seed of Lebanon. They shall flourish even in their old age. They shall still bring forth fruit to show that the Lord is upright and there's no unrighteousness in him. So every time you are planted, you are not a spiritual area boy. You are not a spiritual tourist. You are not moving from place to place. You have located a place, a particular place, and you know, this is my place. Then the place becomes a center of your spiritual illumination, and then you begin to flourish, you begin to grow. Even when you are old, you are still causing waves, you are still bearing fruit, you still have testimony, you still have strength and vitality, because you are planted in the appointed place. Number eight, the church is the chosen venue for your physical, moral, and spiritual strengthening. It is a chosen venue for your physical, your moral, and spiritual strength. We come to the church to be strengthened. Psalm 84, verse 7. It says, they go from strength to strength, every one of them that appeareth before God in Zion. So the church is a place where we come to appear before God and our weakness dies. Every physical weakness, moral weakness is swallowed up in victory, and then we receive new strength in that place. Angels of God are busy there, releasing the strength to the people that are weak. They go from strength to strength, not from strength to weakness. The Bible says when God led Israel out of bondage, the Bible says there was nobody who was weak among their tribes. In Psalm 105, verse 37, he led them also in silver, much silver and gold, and there was no feeble person among their tribes, because God was in the midst of them, and they were always fellowshipping with this God. They were always restrengthened in their physical, moral, and spiritual areas of life. They were always enjoying the strengthening of God because he was in the midst of them. So the church is a place where we go to be strengthened. When you feel weak, go to the church. Your weakness dies as you receive new strength. I remember a testimony of one lady. She woke up one Sunday morning and she felt so weak on the bed, she couldn't wake up. And her child was in our Sunday school that time. He said to her, "Mama, if you go to church right now, I know you don't need to be prayed for there. Just enter the church there. This disease will go. This sickness will go. This weakness will die." And the mama said, "Hey, okay, let's go." And they crawled and walked to the church. And she sat there behind there. And according to her testimony, the weakness disappeared. The disease left her body. She received new strength as she sat there. The church is a place where we go to be strengthened. I love it in Psalm 20, verse 1 to 2. It said, "The Lord hear you in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend you." He said, "The Lord strengthen you out of Zion and give you strength out of the sanctuary. The Lord strengthen you out of Zion and give you power, empower you out of the sanctuary." And then he said, "The Lord remember your offering and your burnt sacrifices." And then he said, "I know the Lord saves his anointed and you grant him all the purposes of his heart." So it is a place where we go to be empowered. It's a place where we go to be strengthened. I told you earlier, it's the place of the name of the Lord where we run to be saved. He said, "The name of the Lord there is the name of the God of Jacob. He shall hear you in the day of trouble. He shall send you help out of his sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion." So the church is a place where you should be happy when you go there. You should wake up early and rejoice as you go there. David said, "I was glad," in Psalm 122, verse 1, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go to the house of God.'" He was glad because he knew the source of his strength. No wonder David never lost any battle. In the book of Revelation chapter 5, we hear his testimony still speaking. After he has long died, gone to be with the Lord, he says that the root of David has prevailed. The man is still prevailing until now. The man never lost any battle because he was ever in the place that was the secret of his strength. Ladies and gentlemen, we serve a God of secrets. He said the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed are for us and for our children forever. Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. And Jesus, when he came, he said, "And to us it has been given to know the secret of the kingdom of God." Luke chapter 8 and verse 10. So when you know this secret, then you become a master over every situation. One of the secrets of the kingdom of God revealed unto the saints is the secret of an appointed place of worship, which is called the church. Lastly, I would like you to hear this. It says, the church is a mount of deliverance and restoration. It's a mount of everlasting deliverance and restoration, no matter what and where you are right now. Obadiah 17, it says, "Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance, and the house of Jacob shall possess a possession." Every child of God has been connected to the root of Abraham. Every child of God born again by Jesus Christ is a child of Abraham, is a daughter of Abraham. And thereby say, when you come to Mount Zion, which is the church, you shall possess your possession. Whatever the devil has stolen from you is restored back to you every time you set foot on Mount Zion. It's a mount of testimony. It's a city of transformation. It's a place of translation. It's a place of exchange. It's a place of deliverance. If you want to be delivered right now, if you are tired of that sickness, just go to the church right now and that disease will disappear. One woman had cancer of the uterus, and she went to church. There was no service that day, but she said, this place, whether service or no service, the place contains the same answer, the same power, the same anointing, whether the service today or no service today. And she went to the altar, touched the altar and said, God of this altar, turn around my captivity. And the cancer that was eating down her uterus, denying her access to her blessing, disappeared at that moment. Today she's a living testimony. Jesus has blessed out children, wonderful family, because of the power of Mount Zion. I commend you to God right now. Begin to see Mount Zion. Begin to see the church differently, and your story will become different. Shout hallelujah. We thank God. It's a place of countless expectation. It's a place where you come pregnant with expectation like Hannah. Hannah used to come to Shiloh, in 1 Samuel chapter 1, as a normal woman, a lady of God. But she was never expectant of the blessing that is in that place. Therefore, she remained a mockery. She remained a woman that was reproached and ashamed, a woman that was mocked by her rival, Penina. But one day she came expectant. She said, oh God, if only you give me a male child. I am tired of being mocked. I'm tired of being called barren. I'm tired of coming to church and nothing to show. She was now pregnant. And the Bible says in Proverbs 23, verse 18, surely there shall be an end and your expectation shall not be cut off. Every time you go to church and you are loaded with expectation, God is busy right there to make sure that you go back home with your miracle, with your blessing. So when you come to church after this hour, begin to be expectant, expect blessing, expect shining, expect empowerment, expect enlargement, expect success, expect breakthroughs, expect preservation, expect miracles, expect dramatic turnaround, expect word encounters. Every time you come to church, expect to be liberated. Expect a release of your heritages. Every time you come to church, is a place of wonders. There's more to talk about. You cannot exhaust the blessing of Mount Zion. You cannot finish it to eternity. God is loaded with more than you can imagine. Begin to come to church expectant, and it shall be released to you. Let me pray for someone in very few minutes right now. Let me pray for you. I pray right now, Lord, heal that woman, heal that man right now. I pray for that business, let there be a turnaround. I pray for that family, let there be restoration, let there be peace. I pray for everyone under the captivity of alcohol, drugs, every captivity of sickness and disease. I command a release right now. I pray for a blessing on everyone under the sound of our voice, everyone desiring a miracle, let that miracle be released right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise for that word. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, Mr. Johnson. Thank you for this privilege. I eternally remain very, very grateful. The Lord bless you so much. I love you so much. Thank you very much.
Yes. Amen. Blessings. Blessings to you too, brother. We love you, and we thank God that you called in and delivered that powerful message, and I know that many that's listening to it now has been blessed, and I know I have been blessed. And so, as I always say, I look forward to you being on with us again. You know, we'll just chat about it and get a day and a time together, but I just thank God that you were able to be on with us this morning. I know it's probably, what, evening there, or almost evening, but we just thank God for your life and for your ministry, and God bless you.
The Lord bless you.
All right.
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful. It's evening now. It's around 5:10 p.m. in Kenya.
Oh, wow.
Thank God.
Okay. It's 10:10 a.m. here.
I'm about to go to the evening service.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's 10 after 10 in the
now.
Morning here.
I'm grateful.
Yes. All right, then. Well,
grateful.
God bless you.
Lord bless you, too.
All right. So we just thank God for our brother that was our dear brother all the way there in Kenya, Pastor John Peace of Dominion Tabernacle International. And we just thank God for that mighty word that he has shared on today. We just thank the Lord for that word. I'm telling you, I'm just encouraged. I thank God. And so we just thank the Lord for him. And we thank God for all of you that are still listening in. And so right now we're going to go to our great brother here named Sean. I'm not even going to pronounce that last name. Y'all know I ain't good with that. But we just going to say Sean B. And he know who he is. And once everybody hear the music, you probably know who he is too. But we think, I think it's Boyejo. I think that might be it. But we thank God for Sean today. And he has a great song that's called I Believe.
You know, sometimes in life, when you're depressed, when her hope is gone, when there is nothing to come back on, you have to look up and say, I believe. I was made to have a faith in me who says, let there be end the world. I believe in him who says, my pain's gone. He will stand by you and I in times of fire. He will honor his world more than his name. He never failed me yet. He never failed me yet. He never failed me yet. I believe.
Yeah. him your heart, he will answer you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
How many believing in God today? How many is believing on his word and resting upon his promise? My God, I love that song. That was our brother Shine there in Nigeria. We want to give him a shout out once again. We thank the Lord for that awesome song, I Believe. And now we're going to another great brother, Bernard Mawson. We thank God for him there in Nigeria as well. And he has an awesome song, too, that's called Let It Rain.
Doesn't matter. No, no.
All right. We thank God for that song, Let It Rain. And that was by Bernard Moslin. And we thank God for that song. And now we're going to Simony in I Done Day. I'm telling y'all, I was blessed when I first heard this song here. And we just thank God for our brother today. So now we're going to this great song, and we'll be right back. Simony, we want to say God bless you, brother, there. And that great song, I enjoyed it. Now we got another great brother called Fabian. We thank God for him on today with this great song called My King. You are my king from Fabian. We thank God for him. And now we're going to 565. We thank God for 565 there in the Niger. And we thank God for him right now. Where them day, I'm telling you, awesome, another awesome song. And we're going to that right now.
Yeah. in this life we live in, the luxury, the posh taste, such a wonderful feeling. A better plate than on the one who's got the end of rhythm. Time to talk about this so we can stop the healing.
Okay, now who them be, where them they, where them come from? If they get mine, make them come through the front door. Pharaoh try and fail, that is why he fell. He went down with his men, I guess you know the rest. Blessed flow, I exhale as I free my chest. Heavenly places, be my home address. 5-6-5 rap version of John the Baptist. Recognize you, then you better go to Jesus. Like Esau, you are late, cause God don't bless me. I fear no predicaments, I've read for them testament. It's seed of Papa AB, so blessed, permanent. I take it easy like a G, it's supposed to. I grab the microphone, rapping it like an apostle. The ones who take the lead always know where to run. So the reason they're connected always started like a bundle. Don't fear them, Baba God passed them. No matter what the stratagem, he could shock attack them.
Shock attack them.
Don't watch your others ram. I'm back for my pillar, and now I stand firm. I made up my mind to be royal and classy in fashion. Running through the open doors with no precautions. Swiss stories in my life like a chain reaction. We got a president and a fight to get his residence. This fella can't understand, they see acting like pestilence. If they're really wise, they should know who's running the continent. They better take a U-turn before it goes on to something else. Not be your power, you not be Jack Bauer. Power past power, God is a strong tower. Not be your power, you not be Jack Bauer. Power past power, God is a strong tower.
Give a shout out on to him today. And also I want to give a shout out to Minister Kobe there in the UK. We want to say God bless him. And also we thank God for our brother Blue Flame there in Malaysia. We got some music coming right now from Malaysia, and we thank God for Blue Flame. And this is a song that is definitely rocking the charts. And also he is one of the ones that's going to be in the top 12 a countdown that you will hear July the 5th, which is next week, live. So we thank God for Blue Flame, and this is his story about my life to Christ.
Not me.
tell a nurse, the devil won't stop till I'm laying in the hearse. See, the Lord been by me since the day of birth, but I'm deaf to his words that they say in church. I'm getting older, now up in high school, slowly stop living life by my rules. I reached uni, about to lose it, till I met a prophet, Brother Lewis. That was 16 bars, but I'ma keep going till I know you seen God. Brother Lewis, pray for me, till I felt clean, dog. Heard a voice say, welcome to the team, boy. Forget the smoke and the girls, put down the dope. I looked up and saw the Lord put down a rope. I grabbed it and rose to the top, put my life in his hands so I would never drop. Flamer, let me tell you a story about God and how he brought me into his glory. Let me tell you about my life, it would not be the same if it wasn't for Christ. Let me tell you a story about God and how he brought me into his glory. Let me tell you about my life, it would not be the same if it wasn't for Christ. Praise God that I'm born again. Part two of my life is born to win. He paid the price, so I can't afford to sin. You want deliverance, you simply have to order him. Listen closely, you really want to know peace? Turn to your Bible so you and the Holy Ghost meet. Jesus Christ told me the devil can't hold me. Earth is what I'm gonna leave and heaven's what I'm gonna see. Walking with the Lord, Bible is my sword. Christ oversees like I'm coming from abroad. Yes, he's my master, I preach like a pastor. We both use verses, your bishop like a rapper. Trying to reach goons, some street gangsters. Brainwashed by the image of a trap star. You're a star in a trap, that's disaster. Now I fish men and give the Lord what I capture. Flame him. Let me tell you a story about God and how he brought me into his glory. Let me tell you about my life, it would not be the same if it wasn't for Christ. Let me tell you a story about God and how he brought me into his glory. Let me tell you about my life, it would not be the same if it wasn't for Christ. Let me tell you a story about God and how he brought me into his glory. Let me tell you about my life, it would not be the same if it wasn't for Christ. Let me tell you a story about God and how he brought me into his glory. Let me tell you about my life, it would not be the same if it wasn't for Christ.
If that ain't rocking it, I don't know what to say to y'all. I'm telling you. We thank God for that song, man. I'm telling you, Blue Flame. Wow, man. That's awesome. I'm telling you, I have to send you the broadcast where I was listening in to that song, man, and I, like, just flipped out on radio. You know, I went to praising God sure enough, because that's a powerful testimony. Seriously, you was rapping that. It's powerful. My God. Woo! Blue Flame. And a lot of you listening in right now seeing that we have the top 12 countdown that we do every month now. And top 12 countdown on the Angels of Melody will be next week, July the 5th. It will be July the 6th in Malaysia because we're 12 hours apart. So I just told our brother Blue Flame that he's going to have to tune in July the 6th because when it's the 5th our time, it's the 6th their time. So we just thank the Lord for him. He's part of the top 12 countdown, and we just thank God. It's just awesome. It's just awesome. So that's going to be July the 5th. So we just thank God. We thank God. It's just going to be a wonderful thing. And so now we're going over to Paul. Now, I ain't going to try this last name. Agumata. I think I'm saying it. Agumata. I'm coming close. Ha, Y'all know I'm bad with the names, just like I messed up Blue Flame's name one time. I said Blue Fame. I just seemed like I just could not get it together. But I thank God. And so I said, wow. But we thank God for this brother. Paul is either Ajubata or Agubata, but it's one of those. I know I got it right. And he got a song that's called, I'm telling y'all, it's rocking. I love it. I was playing it last night. I was riding with my dad somewhere to pick my son up from work. And I'm telling you, I played that song called, it's called God's Picking. And I'm telling you, this is hard. Y'all got to listen to it. So here we go to Paul. I'm going to call him Paul A. Paul A there in Nigeria with God's Picking.
See me.
Attention.
Wow. man, y'all can't tell me that that song was not rocking it. Seriously. That song was rocking it. I'm telling you. Woo! Paul, you got it going on there, brother. I'm telling you, that song was, I call that the Holy Ghost party song there. You know, so we just thank God for that song there. And right now we got another song that we about to play that is very, very, very awesome. And I'm going to call this the surprise song. And after that song, then we're going to go ahead and continue on. We got only a couple of more minutes. But we're going to be back on today. I can't say what time, but y'all know how I am. You know, is that sometimes maybe at the spur of a moment, you likely just see a link saying, I'm coming on in 30 minutes or 15 minutes. You never know. Just keep it locked. Keep it washed out. But we thank God for this next brother here. He is awesome as well. And so we just thank God. So here we go.
Once again, introducing to where you already know, the King of Kings. Refresh with this one now, he ready.
Eric King, downtown.
My book took me up from a low life to higher life. I'm like a tree by the sea, and I'm flourishing in every season. My trust in horses and trust in Jarrah, Jehovah, Nibi. I trust in your name. My hobby is love, my hobby is to give, my hobby is to pray, praising the Most High God. When it came, brought me so high. I am flourishing in this life. I am giving all you have given. I'm reigning, Lord, and reigning, see my life. I was so down, my friend thought I won't be able to do it again. I'm singing, I'm changing, let's take the gospel music to the highest high. Speak life, speak prosperity, that's my truth. Higher, higher, is a miracle for the Spirit of God to live in. I'm expressing it. I'm a living example. See all the youth now want to flow with me. Because of the Spirit of God that comes in me. I'm reigning with the reigning King.
EricKing.com.
Cause I'm running now with a winner man. Mary ain't gone, you reign forever. This kingdom is for eternity. May trust in office, trust in Charles, Lord. I will trust in your holy name. For plenty things where you do for me. Now you do plenty things for me. I will be emulating this. Every other person should emulate to me. I'm swinging, I'm changing, but taking the gospel music to this next level. This is not the reason. This is not the reason. So like you come and follow Lord. Now you be the reason. I'm on my knee, I will pray. This is my season. This is my time. I will be shining. This is my plan. I will be shining. Hey, see me now. Hear me now. Look at my face. Now the hand of God. Take me from the low life to the higher life. See, hear me now. See, Sunday go.
EricKing.com.
Oh God, there is nobody like you. From ages to ages, generation to generation, you reign forever. Oh,
nobody can show me black and white. Nobody can show me black and white. Nobody can show me black and white. The power of the King of Kings.
You reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign.
EricKane.com.
All right, surprise, surprise, Master Don. God, it was so funny. I told him that I had someone I wanted him to meet. I said, there's another great brother. I want you to meet his song, you know, and everything, and he's thinking, and it was him all the time. And so I just thank God. So I'm telling you, I just, you know, it's just amazing. I just thank the Lord. And it's just awesome. It's just awesome. And so we just thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for our brother Master Don there and to all of our family there in Italy. You know, Minister Cynthia, she's an awesome sister. And, you know, Ruthie and James Saint and all of our other people there, we just thank God for you. And I just thank God, you know, for you, Master Don. You are a great encouragement. I'm always seeing you when I'm on the radio. When I don't see you, I know your heart is there. But when I do see you on, you know, it's very, very encouraging, you know, to know that, you know, a lot of you do tune in daily. And when I'm not on for a day or so, everybody be, you know, leaving messages like, where were you? I was looking forward to the show. That makes me feel very good. It really does. And I praise God for that. I thank the Lord. He gets all the praise, honor, and glory. And so we just thank all of you that have listened in. We're going to be on sometime today. That's all I can tell you. Yesterday was my father's birthday. We're celebrating his 77 years. And I thank the Lord for that. And so yesterday my mom and my brother took him out. So it left me to get the day today to take him out. So in about 2 hours or so, we'll be going to eat. And I thank the Lord. We're going to have lunch, an early dinner. And I guess sometime today I will be on live. You will see the links posted. So until then, I want to say God bless you all. I love you. And we're going out in these last couple of minutes in some gospel Swahili mix. God bless you. We love you.
Na mali Mungu amenitoa sa zingine hata mimi siamini.
In every way I just thank you the Father, oh Lord.
Hey, the children, zote gata, my Father.
Every day, in every way I just thank you the Father, oh Lord.
Hey, the children, zote gata, my Father.
Every day, in every way, I just thank you, the Father, oh Lord.
You're the shielder, you're the guide, you're the Father. Don't give up,
don't give up.